episode 2779, Breaking Your Silence.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for Friday. Yay! Yes, yes, you made it. You're at the end of the week. And that means you get a little bit of reprieve on the weekend. But today, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And I don't know about you, but sometimes we just need to let it all hang out. I'm exhausted. It has been a very long week, a great week, a productive week. We're working on that water leak, and hopefully the plumbers are not coming back for a very, very long time. If you're a plumber, I love you, but I don't want you in my house because that means there's a water issue. But that, too, is for another episode. So what do you do when your kids have got you coming and going, breaking your silence? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Why do you run and hide from the hurts and failures of your children? Think about that for just a minute. Breaking your silence opens up the real conversation to change their world. Release today what brings freedom for tomorrow. Don't you wish that as you get older, parenting got easier? Oh, I sure wish it would, but we know that's really not the case. Life isn't easy. However, today is not about feeling down and defeated. Today, you need to become empowered to have tough conversations with your children, and that requires breaking your silence. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, breaking your silence. You got to do something to say, you know what, girl, I got you. Boy, if you're going to fall, you have a safe place to fall with me. Your children need to know that they can be real with you. They need to understand that no matter the situation, you will always be there for them. Now, you may not like the situation that they're in, the situation that was caused. I mean, it could be from your young child who's in day school and, you know, he bit for the first time, or it could be your child got into their first accident and it's a serious one and caused some major damage to the vehicles that were in the accident. You know, those are just two total extremes, right? Two totally different situations, but it still can bring that uneasiness within us, that gut-wrenching, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And sometimes it's easier to back away and say, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to have the conversation. I don't want to talk about it. I want to keep silent. Why? Because then I don't have to deal with it. I mean, come on, it's confession day. If you don't know about it, if you don't hear it directly from your child, then really you can kind of just let it go. But in today's world, is that really what our children need from us as parents? It's time to unlock the chains on your mouth and talk with your children. And I'm not really sure why parents are afraid of talking with their children. Think about that for a minute. There could be discussions that make you feel uncomfortable, right? The biting at school or having a major car accident. But let me ask you this. Wouldn't you want your child to ask you the questions instead of finding them online or from a stranger? Wouldn't you rather hear from your child specifically about a situation, about a friend who's in need, about what they're going through, instead of hearing it through the grapevine or not ever hearing it at all? And then you're left wondering? Yeah, I'll let your imagination just go with that one. This is the reality that we live in, Mom. So as the parent, you get to choose if you're going to be afraid and keep your mouth shut, or it's all about breaking your silence. It's time that we as parents step into our responsibilities and not run away and hide. Because I know parenting's not easy. I don't like it. I'm still doing it, and I'm still going to continue doing it. And the thing is you never stop. It just changes a little bit. As your kids get older, how you have a conversation with them evolves. The landscape is different. But now I've got a grandbaby. What do you think I'm doing with him? The same thing that I did with my kiddos. I want him to know that his grandma loves him to the moon and back, to infinity and beyond. But guess what? In order for me to do that, I've got to be willing to have those tough conversations. I've got to be willing to unlock the chains on my mouth and let my gut just settle in and talk with him, right? So how do you break your silence? What does that look like when you know you've got to have a hard conversation with your child? Number one, ask tough questions in a calm manner. You getting worked up over something before you even know the answers will definitely tip off your child that something's up, and they're going to run and hide, or they're going to skirt around the answer. Don't sit there and say, oh, hun, can we like talk? I really got some tough questions to ask you. Really? I don't think I would show up to that conversation. No one wants to feel like they're being put up on the stand of truth or dare, basically. You're going to own this, or you're going to tell me why you're not owning it. We don't want to put our kids in this all in or you're in trouble. They've got to have a safe place to fall. So don't come across as panicky. Be secure in your questions. Be confident in yourself as a parent and wait for the answers. Meaning, ask a tough question and then be quiet. Breaking your silence? Yeah, it requires silence once in a while. You got to make a little noise and then you got to be quiet. And plus, I want to add this. Presupposing puts everyone on edge. So don't sit there and try, because I know I've done this. I have done this so many times with five children. You do it a lot. Now I've got the grandbaby added in and I'm like, oh, I do it even more. But don't presuppose. Don't assume. Ask the questions and get your answers. Don't sit there and think, oh gosh, if it's this, oh, what am I going to do? Then what am I going to do? No, all you have to do is listen for the answer, take a deep breath, and be present in the moment. Number two, use patience while listening. In simple terms, don't rush the answers. Don't sit there and act like, come on. I've got something to do, hun, and you only have like 10 minutes with me. When you have these tough conversations, keep your calendar open. Your child deserves your uninterrupted attention. Keep the timeline buried and use patience while listening. And I know it's challenging. And put that daggum phone away too. I'm just going to say it out loud. There's nothing that is more important than the conversation you're having with your child. So put it away. Don't even bring it in the room with you. You don't need it. Ask tough questions. Use patience while listening. And finally, number three, lead with hope. You might get caught off guard with the response to your questions, but don't react frantically. Lead with hope. And if you don't know what's going to happen, the consequences of the situation, be honest with your child and let them know you all will figure it out together. You might be blown away by what your child tells you, and you may not know the answers. I've had my children come to me with various questions even, and I'm sitting there going, and I'm supposed to have the answers to this? I'm supposed to be the one asking the questions, and you're supposed to be giving me the answers. But believe it or not, I've had tough conversations with my kids. I've had intimacy questions, literally about anything and everything you can think about. And I'm thinking, you're too young to be asking me these questions. You're not even ready for this yet. But if they're asking me the questions, they're ready for the answer. Now, keep in mind, as you answer the questions, you've got to answer them age appropriately. So don't sit there and be like, oh, they don't understand. If they're asking the question that came from somewhere, and if you're not sure where it came from, ask them. Well, let me ask you this, Sue. Why are you bringing this up? Jeff, I don't understand where this is coming from. Can you explain this to me? And remember, it's in a calm manner. Your tone of voice is pivotal. Because if you at all sound irritated, mad, frustrated, you are going to shut them down so fast, they're not going to come back for a very long time because they're not going to trust you. You've got to remember to be calm. You know, one thing, in fact, I think all of my children have told me this at some point or another. It was easy for them to handle me when I just like went off the deep end. And they told me something, I can't believe you did that. You did what? And I would get mad. I would raise my voice and I would yell a little bit, actually yell and not just project. And they knew I was hot to trot. But then I changed it once in a while. And they would tell me something and I would just ask questions very calmly. I would sit there and I would listen and I would respond and I would take big, deep breaths. So my voice would not sound edgy or wouldn't sound like, oh my gosh, I got to get through this. And if I don't get this out of my mouth, well, I may just fall over dead. Like literally, I mean, because some of these things that your kids come up with or the situations that they're in, and let me tell you, I could write books about what has happened in some of my children's life. Some, awesome. Others, huge question marks that have been life-changing and life-impacting. And at the time, for the worst. But because of intervention and what we did and how we handled it, we came out okay on the other side. But it was a period of going through it. And I didn't know what it looked like. You may be going through something right now that's a dark season in your child's life. I can't tell you exactly what to do, but what I can tell you is you got to be there for them. You got to do life together. Ask those tough questions. Say, you know what, Kelly, I don't know what's bothering you, but something just seems off. What can I do for you today? Notice I didn't say, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting this way? I don't understand. You're fussy. You just want to be by yourself all the time. You're always looking on your phone. You close your door. You slam this. You're not out with your friends. Do you think that's going to get anywhere with them? It's not. You're shutting them out. And I know you want to be the best parent. I know you want to be that best mom. But in order to do that, you got to sometimes hold back the reins on your own mouth. You still got to open it, but it's how you open it. You want them to feel like doing life together is the best thing ever. So I want to challenge you. What tough conversation have you been avoiding? Now, if you don't have any children, or maybe you're an empty nester, or you're like, well, I'm kind of through that season. I don't need to worry about it. Great. Then think about another person. This can be applied to any relationship, but it's very, very important when it comes to our children. And I believe we start within our own four walls. We make the changes there. We make the impact there. And then we can go out and impact the world that we touch. Because it's a ripple effect. So what tough conversation have you been avoiding? And when you ask yourself that question, you're not asking your child that, you're asking yourself that, okay? When it's time to approach it, don't rush. Just take a step back. Think through when you're going to bring up the topic, how you're going to approach the conversation, and where will this lead to next? Play a little bit of it out in your head. Don't presuppose, okay? I don't want you kind of going, oh, I bet she's going to answer it this way. Well, then I'm going to prepare for it this way. No. What you're doing is preparing how you need to come across. And if you're not sure, record yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. That's one thing that has helped me in any relationship that I'm in, whether it's my child, whether it's a stranger, whether it's my own family, my husband, my girlfriends, my sisters. No matter the situation, I know what I look like and how I sound. And I do that by looking at my reflection. I do that when I talk on the phone. Go in front of the mirror and watch yourself as you have the conversation. Watch how your eyebrows are raised. Watch how your brow is furrowed. Watch whether or not you smile, or do you ever smile? Do you look sad most of the time? Does your voice come out with an edge on it that could pierce through anything? Okay? It's important to understand that because you are setting the stage. And when you set the stage, you're either drawing people into you or you're pushing them away. And when it comes to your child, you want to draw your children in. So even though you don't know the outcome, the situation that you have, that you're in right now, celebrate the little things. Even if it's in your own mind, like, I am so glad I'm able to have this conversation. I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm blessed that I can have this conversation. I'm glad my daughter listens to me. It may not be the outcome initially that you want, but again, you're not focusing on the outcome. You're looking at who you are impacting as a parent, your child. Remember, one question answered is one less unknown to you. Think about breaking your silence. It's time that we as parents don't let our kids live in isolated, lonely worlds. We think that they have everything, that technology has brought them the world, but honestly, no. We are so disconnected in such a connected world. And it doesn't make sense. Every single time I say something like that, I twist the words around and I'm thinking, but it's so true. I can talk to people across the globe on a totally different time zone. But we are still so disconnected. And it doesn't make sense. But the problem is not so much as to how we act globally with each other, but how we act within our four walls. What you do in your family matters. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So don't forget your children. Think hard before you give up. Breaking your silence actually might be a blessing in disguise. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.